Thank you, Bird. 734, 101.3 WOPC. We've got a little show going on. It's happening in Decatur County. It happens every year about this time. We've got Star Wars invading Parsons. That's right. Anybody over there listening in the Parsons, Decatur County area or anywhere, if you would like to go out and catch a fabulous show, you can do that this weekend. Actually, we've got, it's called the Toby Show.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I always call him Toby, but but his name is Shane. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Shane.
Yeah, I'm Shane Bridges, and Toby. No, normally, people call me Toby around Parsons, if not other
areas. They're all like, hey, I called him up the other day. I'm like, Toby. Uh-huh. He's like, Yeah.
A lot of times I'll walk into a restaurant. Hey, Toby!
So let's get it straight. Tell the folks your full name.
My name is Shane Bridges.
There we go, everybody. And Shane is, he's kind of the Toby of the town, the talk of the town, the Toby of the town this time of year. In many counties, if you're listening, you need to get to know Toby if you haven't already.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this is actually our 10th Toby Show in Parsons.
It's a decade.
I know. The pictures really bear that out. But 2007, we did our first Toby Show under the tent in the next to the municipal building.
Now, let's explain the tent to folks that don't know or aren't familiar with your style of show. And you also represent the Rivertime Players as well. But go ahead and get into the Toby Show, the origination.
Yeah, well, Toby shows are historical. We say they're hysterical, historical fun. So Toby shows actually started they really prospered in the early part of the 20th century. There were lots of theaters back then, but little theater troupes that would work in opera houses. And the cities that had opera houses, and they realized they could do it in a tent, and it's a lot cooler, and they can pack up everything and move it to the next town. So at one point, there were over 700 shows, tent shows, moving from town to town in the South and the Midwest, and most of those shows featured Toby shows. And what Toby shows, earlier in the history, what they would do is basically, these theater owners would not have a lot of options as far as what plays to do. So a lot of times what they did is pirate popular shows from Broadway. Copyright laws weren't real enforceable at that time. So they'd steal the show,
right,
write it down, and then insert this Toby character.
Plagiarize.
Memorize. Plagiarize. And we try and do that without getting sued.
In trouble. Right.
Yeah. So...
you do a really good job of it. It's like slapstick comedy, vaudeville comedy. I've been to many, many over the years, and you really portray exactly what you do it well.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, Toby was kind of a smarter than he looked rube character who often would outsmart the city slicker who would come in and try and take advantage of people. So, you know, the rural audience really identifies with Toby in a lot of the cases. Now, this particular show, Star Wars, there's no particular theme that we have going on there. This is the silliest show we've done in 10 years. Star Wars, we have Toby gets... somehow he ends up in the Star Wars universe. But Darth Vader and Princess Leia are Darth Drumpf.
Right.
And Princess Hilaire Leia.
Yeah.
So we've got some politics in there. We've got Trump and Hillary.
Oh, my. How about that?
And I just want to make it clear, we're not picking sides.
Exactly.
We are offending both of them equally, hopefully. So we want to make light of this whole situation.
So everybody's getting really upset. Are you going to mess Trump's hair up in this play? I'm just wondering.
Well, actually, yeah. He's got a helmet that goes on and off. And we have a wig that...
So the kids can really relate to that because they love Star Wars.
Listen,
the adults can relate to it because of the humor in what's going on in
Right. Well, we really try to appeal to the children and the adults at all times because that sells more tickets. And,
exactly. Yeah. But how do you recruit the talent that you have every year?
It's a funny story. The first time I came up here in 2000, well, it was 2007, and we had auditions to try and cast our first Toby show, and we were there for 4 hours, and one person showed up. And Judy Daugherty, wow, our city recorder, said, don't worry about it, I'll get you a cast. Now, I'm a professional actor in Nashville, right? This isn't how things are done. You don't leave it up to the city officials.
Right.
Well, a week later, she called and said, we've got you a cast.
The small town city officials made it happen.
Exactly.
So you're from Nashville, I understand where you...
But 10 years later... That cast
is still
that
with
she
you.
Got me. The entire cast.
I know. I've seen them year after year.
Show,
right?
Yeah.
See.
And we
that means you're doing a good job. They want to be a part of it. Nope. And the people that come back want to see the same characters.
Well,
I think I saw the Driving Miss.
Driving Miss Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
And there's truth to what you say, but yeah, I think several of them do hate me 10 years later at this point.
Why? Because you're like, we've got to get it right.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning, it was like, oh.
No, the beginning.
You were hardcore?
Well, the beginning was the worst one. it actually was the best one. It was the most magical night of theater I've ever had. But we never had anyone that's familiar with theater knows that you do run-throughs, right?
Right.
You run the play.
That's right.
Just like
that's
you're
right.
going to do in
you're
front of an audience.
You're going to do a mock. Yeah.
We never had one run-through that first show.
Run-row.
I would, exactly, Scooby. I'd say, okay, this time we are not stopping.
Exactly.
We are going to go all the way through. I don't care what happens.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like, and then we'd be 3 minutes in, and Alicia would be like, oh, I have to take this phone call. Hold on.
Right.
So, it was nuts. I was pulling my hair out.
In doing that, you said you've been in Nashville, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been... Indicator County.
Well, I actually moved to Parsons in 2011.
Okay.
But for a number of those years, I was I was acting in Nashville,
transporting back
and then coming every summer. But then I had a daughter, is what happened. And when you have a child,
it changes, rocks your world.
You gotta have something more regular.
Exactly.
So I ended up here.
So we're glad you're here because you've done some fantastic things in Parsons. Tell some folks as far as your building, didn't you?
Well, yeah, our Rivertime Players and Mark Tubbs is here. He's sitting there with the camera, which I love.
Which is your drama group.
The Rivertime Players is our theater group, and we produce the Toby Show every year. But we also do a children's show every year. We have for the past 6 or 7 years. But what we've done recently with the support of the city is we've taken one of our abandoned hangars, airplane hangars at the now-defunct airport out there, and we've built a 250-seat stage theater. We've got, dressing rooms and a shop area in the back. And we've gotten grant monies recently to add a lobby area with public restrooms. And this will all be done by
this
spring.
This is wonderful. This is what Perry County's been trying to do for a good time. We've tried to do the grants, and we're working on it. We want to be there where you are so that we can have you and the Toby Show do your first indoors one in Perry County. We would have set the tent up inside.
Well, see, here's the thing. Our joke, our new theater is almost big enough where we could set the tent up out in the audience.
Right.
But, the Toby shows have to be outside.
That is the ritual.
What we want to do, and will be doing soon, is doing real plays by real playwrights,
And that's right.
Yeah.
There's art and music and mm-hmm. talent and go in that route. Not everybody can enjoy the sports, arena. So, this is a huge outlet for folks to visit our counties and participate in the arts. And I think it's great that you've got that going there. I know that you were the driving force.
Well, no, I can't take all that credit.
Who was?
Mark Tubbs. Mark Tubbs is a really a driving force in a lot we do there.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm a fan of anybody that can take something from nothing and make it happen, and you guys did that. And you've done that with the Toby Show here, because there's folks in Lewis County all over that I've talked to that have been to that show that love that show. So you've done a remarkable job.
Well, thank you. Our first year we had 300 people come. In the last 2 years, we've had 1,500 and 1,800 people come out, respectively.
And so many that you have to put it on for about 3 weekends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so where is the tent put up for... Where are you located?
If you're plugging it into your GPS, it's 535 Tennessee Avenue South.
And your first show is going to be September 23rd, 24th.
Tomorrow night.
And then you'll have a following show
September 30th.
Only one night for that.
No,
October 1st.
Yes.
And then following that, October 7th and 8th.
Three weekends, Friday and Saturday.
The show generally starts at 7:30.
The tent opens at 6:30.
And then you also have all neat things. I remember going and you had popcorn, and if you bought popcorn, you might have had a prize in there or something.
We do a candy pitch at intermission, and we give away a ring. It's our main prize, but we have lots of little prizes for the kids, water guns and stuff like that.
Well, we appreciate you coming into 101.3 this morning and talking a little bit about yourself and what you do. We have some tickets that we're gonna give away here in a bit. If you're cool with that, you brought us some tickets, and we really appreciate that. It gives folks in our listening area a chance to catch your show.
Absolutely. That's like holding gold in your hands.
I know. I'm shaking while I'm holding it.
Each one of those tickets is worth $7.
Say, how about $7. Seven whole bucks. But our most expensive tickets, $14.
$14.
Say, now they can buy popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, again, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
We are going to take a break, and we'll catch you soon at the Toby Show. We'll be talking about you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Right here on 101.3 WOPC. We'll be back.